good morning to all of you. My presentation is on climate change assessment using TESIS RCM data for Haridwar district. Before I go into the real cause of this one, I hope you might be aware of the cloud burst situation that has occurred in Uttaranchal in 2013, and it has destroyed almost everything. And that was a point on which we were more concerned with knowing what is going to be the future climatic scenario, and at the same time, what will be the productivity of our rice. These were the two things that we kept into our mind, and we undertook this study. The data source, TESIS RCM that we got, because this is one of the very important way of capturing data, model data, for the future projections, and we also have taken the same thing. Here, to give you the idea about where the location is, you can see here, is there pointed?
Yeah.
You can please see the location in India where we are located. We are in the foothill of Himalaya, and the other side you can see the district Haridwar map is there, and it has got a lot of elevation difference. If you see the southwestern side, it's a plain one and it's at the elevation of about 200 meters. But if you go at the top in the northwest, it is at elevation of about 1000 meters. So in a span of about 40 to 50 kilometers, we have a topographic difference of about, say, 600 to 700 meters. And this is creating a lot of problem. It is also affecting our climatic condition. And the plains are very fertile. The only problem that we are facing is if there is a heavy rainfall in the upstream, then river Ganges, you can see in the eastern side. Now, if the water level of river Ganges rises, then the flow of water from the other streams is stopped. And that's why there is a very, very serious problem of flooding in that area. It's a flood-prone area, and we are often facing that problem. And you can see we have made an analysis of our trend of the past. Now, we have, can you see the red line in the month of August? And you can see our green line in the month of July. Now, here if you see, now in the July, it is continuously rising. In 81, we had about 400 millimeter rainfall. Then in 1995, we got about 600 millimeters of rainfall. But in 2011, we got about 700 millimeters of rainfall in 1 month. The normal average is just 270 millimeters. So now this is again posing a problem, because we do start our growing season in the month of July, first week of July, and it starts from the middle of June. And this is a very important season for us to grow our crop of rice. Then this is the procedure that we have adopted for converting that raw data into the usable data, and we have converted into two steps, that TESIS RCM, correction for standard deviation, and then correction for the mean. These were the two steps that we have followed for rectifying that data and making it usable. Now here, we have a collection of data. 1979, we are collecting that data, and this was the pattern. And we have presented here three things about the rainfall, about the maximum temperature, and the minimum temperature. And you see, the minimum temperature, if you see, there is a greater slope in rise of temperature. And if you see in between period, earlier also there was a higher temperature, but in the period between 1982 to about, say, 2003, it used to be lower. But again, it is rising after 2007. So this is a matter of great concern. It may be a cyclic pattern that is happening. In case of maximum temperature, it is almost constant. It is not changing too much. But in case of rainfall, there is a steep rise into the rainfall condition at the rate of about 9.1 millimeters per year. Now, this is just now about the calibration of our This is RCM data because we have to make it usable. So we have taken observed data, daily observed data, and then we have also taken the precise RCM. We have worked out the standard deviation. We have worked out the factor for that one. After converting the factor, we have applied it for the future projected data. So here we have used all rainfall data, maximum temperature, and minimum. This is after the compilation from the daily rainfall data, daily data. And here if you see, for future we are going to use correction factor. For the rainfall it will be 1.1, and for the T max it will be 1.01, and T min it will be 1.02. Now here you can see the correlation coefficient that we have worked out for the bias corrected with the observed one. It was 0.63 in case of rainfall, and 0.83 in case of T max, and 0.93 in case of T min. It means the correlation of the corrected data is not that much high as it is in case of rainfall, as it is in max and minimum temperature. Then we have also made the comparative analysis of observed RCM corrected rainfall. We have validated it. We have applied it on the data that is available between 2010 to 2013, and we have validated that one. And in the validation process, we have seen that the same factor, if we use correction factor of 1.1, 1.01, 1.02, in case of rainfall, T max and T min, the correlation is improved. 0.67 it becomes in rainfall, 0.84 in T max, and 0.93 in case of T min. It means this assures that if we undergo this process in the correction of our data, we can improve the quality of that information. So this is the monthly observed and simulated rainfall, T max and T min, at Roorkee in 1979 to 2013. So you can see the red line and the yellow line. Yellow line is for the periodic validation period of 2010 to 2013, and the red line that you can see, it is for the period between 1979 to 2012. Now we have seen the Mann-Kandis test and what is the variability and trend. Then we have also worked for the sales slope for the data 1979 to 2013. And if you see the data for the August, this is showing a greater degree of variation. It means in the other months, there will be variation, but it will be within the acceptable limit. But in case of August, it is going to be exorbitant. It means the future data that the August has shown a greater degree of variability in case of rainfall, and in case of maximum temperature, it was February, March, and June, July. Whereas in case of minimum temperature, it was February, March, June, April, and May. So these were the months which were more sensitive for the change, and that's why it is shown here. And the slope is also given there. And here the degree of slope in case of August for rainfall is too much, and in case of it is not that much. Of course, it is at the significant level. Then this is the projection of our. Now then we have taken the data and rectified for the future projections for between 2014 to 2090. You can see here the maximum temperature, it includes minimum temperature and also the rainfall distribution pattern. And here you can see the astonishing result here. In something like 2073, we are anticipating a very heavy rainfall of 350 millimeters. And then in case of, so these are the observations that we have projected for the future, because the time is short. Now here, the rainfall is again going to be another point of concern. It may be more than the normal, it could be less than the normal. We have taken one of the cutoff point at, towards drought, which is less than the 25% less than the drought, less than the normal. So these are the 17 months. And we also are going to observe the wet months, which are exorbitantly high. Can you imagine 19 100 millimeter is also going to be the rainfall during 2086. Maybe it is not going to be true. Otherwise, 1900 millimeter can cause a lot of havoc. So it shows that 50% of the period is going to be normal, 25% is going to be abnormally low, a drought period, and 25% period is going to be abnormally wet. Now, let me skip this one. We have applied this information to know if the present varieties, are they going to perform in the future? So this is a comparative analysis, and we have used DSAT model, and we have run out that model, taking the different management level. Here we have taken an optimal general practice that is being followed today, and here that data is presented. Now, in this case, we have taken three carbon levels and three nitrogen levels, and you can see here, in case of, these are the two varieties, Sharbati and Shatabdi. These are the two varieties which are going to perform better, even if it is going to be an increase of, say, carbon dioxide concentration in the atmosphere at all the management level. And you can see NDR 97. At C1 level, it is not performing well, but when carbon dioxide level increases in the atmosphere, it is going to perform extraordinarily. You can see it here. So this is the Shatabdi, which is the best one. This is the NDR. So let me conclude my presentation here. Now in Roorkee, our temperature is also rising, and also the rainfall situation is also going to be intense. Now, the likely rainfall, high rainfall years are there, 2019, 30, 40, like this one, these are the different years where we anticipate a very heavy rainfall. And very heavy rainfall means there will be damage to lot many structures present over there, which are of very high value because we have very important irrigation projects there. Then this can be a kind of caution point for our planners to take into consideration and do for the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We have maybe time for one quick question. Yeah.
So, the maximum temperature you mentioned, like, is 33 years into the ocean, right? So, this is one study, like, on an average.
Yes, here also the temperature is rising at the rate of about 0.03 degrees centigrade per year, but it is again specific to certain months. So I have shown you here the minimum temperature is rising in the month of February, March, April and May, whereas the maximum temperature is rising in the month of June only. In fact, this is the period when we normally do observe that the temperature starts coming down. That shows that June is going to be hotter in the future because of the lower rainfall. And as far as the rainfall is concerned, August is going to be more sensitive for us. And last year, if I give you the idea, we had made a forecast of the rainfall for the month of July. It will be normal. It was normal also. But unfortunately, what happened, for first 15 days, there was very little rainfall, and the entire rainfall fell between 15th of July and 31st of July. So those kind of pattern differences we are unable to forecast right at this stage, and we have to make that observations.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.